Paper 193, Final Appearances and Ascension. The 16th Marantia manifestation of Jesus occurred on Friday, May 5, in the courtyard of Nicodemus, about 9 o'clock at night. On this evening, the Jerusalem believers had made their first attempt to get together since the resurrection. Assembled here at this time were the 11 apostles, the women's corps and their associates, and about 50 other leading disciples of the Master, including a number of the Greeks. This company of believers had been visiting informally for more than half an hour when, suddenly, the Marantia Master appeared in full view and immediately began to instruct them. Said Jesus, "Peace be upon you. This is the most representative group of believers, apostles and disciples, both men and women, to which I have appeared since the time of my deliverance from the flesh. I now call you to witness that I told you beforehand that my sojourn among you must come to an end. I told you that presently I must return to the Father, and then I plainly told you how the chief priests and the rulers of the Jews would deliver me up to be put to death, and that I would rise from the grave. Why, then, did you allow yourselves to become so disconcerted by all this when it came to pass? And why were you so surprised when I rose from the tomb on the third day? You failed to believe me because you heard my words without comprehending the meaning thereof. And now you should give ear to my words, lest you again make the mistake of hearing my teaching with the mind, while in your hearts you fail to comprehend the meaning. From the beginning of my sojourn as one of you, I taught you that my one purpose was to reveal my Father in heaven to his children on earth. I have lived the God-revealing bestowal that you might experience the God-knowing career. I have revealed God as your Father in heaven. I have revealed you as the sons of God on earth. It is a fact that God loves you, his sons. By faith in my word, this fact becomes an eternal and living truth in your hearts. When, by living faith, you become divinely God-conscious, you are then born of the Spirit as children of light and life, even the eternal life wherewith you shall ascend the universe of universes and attain the experience of finding God the Father on paradise. I admonish you ever to remember that your mission among men is to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, the reality of the fatherhood of God, and the truth of the sonship of man. Proclaim the whole truth of the good news, not just a part of the saving gospel. Your message is not changed by my resurrection experience. Sonship with God, by faith, is still the saving truth of the gospel of the kingdom. You are to go forth preaching the love of God and the service of man. That which the world needs most to know is, men are the sons of God, and through faith they can actually realize and daily experience this ennobling truth. My bestowal should help all men to know that they are the children of God, but such knowledge will not suffice if they fail personally to faith grasp the saving truth that they are the living spirit sons of the eternal Father. The gospel of the kingdom is concerned with the love of the Father and the service of his children on earth. Among yourselves, here, you share the knowledge that I have risen from the dead. But that is not strange. I have the power to lay down my life and to take it up again. The Father gives such power to his paradise sons. You should the rather be stirred in your hearts by the knowledge that the dead of an age entered upon the eternal ascent soon after I left Joseph's new tomb. I lived my life in the flesh to show how you can, through loving service, become God-revealing to your fellow men, even as, by loving you and serving you, I have become God-revealing to you. I have lived among you as the Son of Man, that you, and all other men, might know that you are all indeed the sons of God. Therefore, go you now into all the world, preaching this gospel of the kingdom of heaven to all men. Love all men as I have loved you. Serve your fellow mortals as I have served you. Freely you have received, freely give. Only tarry here in Jerusalem while I go to the Father, and until I send you the Spirit of truth. He shall lead you into the enlarged truth, and I will go with you into all the world. I am with you always, and my peace I leave with you." When the Master had spoken to them, he vanished from their sight. It was near daybreak before these believers dispersed, All night they remained together, earnestly discussing the Master's admonitions and contemplating all that had befallen them. James Zebedee and others of the apostles also told them of their experiences with the Maroncha Master in Galilee, and recited how he had 3 times appeared to them.